It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest is Jerry Rosted. Jerry is with Valley City State University. You're kind of a specialty coordinator with Valley City State University, and one of your big projects is AI that you've been working with since you've come here to VCSU. Tell us a little bit about the focus with your job before we get into the big AI conference we're going to talk about.
Absolutely. So beginning of last fall, the State Board of Higher Education approved Valley City State to offer an AI institute for teaching and learning. And combined with that, Valley City State University was awarded a $1 million grant for the state to develop workforce things. So we're using that money to get the AI institute up and running. And we're built on six pillars, everything from teacher training and career-ready graduates to wide access and AI engagement and excellence. So it's a big project, and it's been a lot of fun.
I know we announced it, was it last fall? Or it was probably two falls ago now, or a couple summers ago, with Al LaFave, who was the president at the time. But this would be coming here to Valley City State University. There's been a little bit of interest in AI, shall we say a lot of interest in AI, and there's been a little trepidation and people not knowing, you know, how much AI is going to control me and, you know, my what I do in my daily life. And I know you and I had done a story about that. Yep. Talk a little bit about that trepidation. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I should have said that at the top, thanks for having me. Oh. And I spent about 30 years working in higher education across North Dakota. I spent the past 5 years or 6 years as a strategist at the university system level. So I got to work with all the campuses, all the presidents across the 11 institutions of the NDUS. And I have to tell you, Valley City State is just a gem. The community here should be very proud of its campus and the things that are going on there. It's just been a real treat to get to know people that are here. I watched them operate prior to coming here, but we did some survey work last fall about, you know, just faculty, staff, and students, their thoughts on AI. Are they using AI? What's concerning of them? And it came back that the results were just so typical of how progressive Valley City State University is. Innovation campus, they've been a notebook campus forever. But they came back with, yeah, we're interested in AI, we're going to move forward with it, but we want to make sure we do it in an ethical, safe way. We don't want to, you know, do things that there's some concerns about the environment. They're just doing it in a smart way, and it's very thoughtful responses that came back, and I was really impressed with that. So The campus is interested. We're going to do this. We're going to move forward, but we need to make sure we keep our guardrails in place and so on.
And Jerry, what kind of practical applications at the university level here is AI involved in?
Well, there's a student at Valley City State who's taken an AI tool and basically created a spelling game. So a student will sit down with this game, and it'll give them, like, mixed up letters or match the words or things like that. And it's all done by AI. Mm-hmm. So she's a young junior, wonderful student, and it's a great adaption of the use of the technology. But you can do all kinds of things. You know, AI is great at translating language. So if you're taking Spanish, you know, you could use AI to help with your Spanish skills. It's so... Every facet of education could be impacted by it.
It could be a very positive, interesting tool if used properly down the road, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Come from here forward, yeah.
And at the same time, we do have to have concerns, and we have to make sure that we're doing the right things. For instance, if I'm an instructor and I hand out a writing assignment, it'd be so easy for a student to go back and just spit out, take the question that I need to answer, review this book, and AI would just generate the answer or the essay.
Yeah.
And then so the student hands the essay into the faculty member, and the faculty member could take that essay, run it into AI, and get a grade for it.
Uh-huh.
And so all of a sudden now you have students that aren't learning. You have faculty who aren't teaching. So it's a situation where we just have to be thoughtful and careful. And so every time we take a step forward, you know, we need to make sure that we're doing it in a right, thoughtful way.
You have an AI conference coming up. Later this month.
It's actually what we're calling it as a lecture series, Making Sense of AI, Education, Workforce, and Community. And it's 3 weeks of sessions starting on Tuesday, April 14th at 6 p.m. at the CFA, the Center for Fine Arts at Valley City State University. The first session is just going to be an intro to AI. It's going to kind of walk you through what AI is, how do you use it, what are prompts, ethical considerations, all that. And the second week, we'll come back, and we're going to do an AI in education. We're actually going to have a couple of faculty members and the student that I referenced talk about how they're using AI in the classroom, whether it's for teaching and learning or whatever. And so they'll be here, they'll talk about their things, and we'll be able to, you know, interact with that. And then we'll come back the last week, Monday, April 28th, Tuesday, April 28th, we'll come back on that last one and do AI in the workforce. We'll talk about how AI is already impacting the workforce, and then I have a couple of people from the community that are going to come in and talk about how they're using AI in their daily work.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a couple real live examples of how it's how they're using AI. We're gearing, it's from 6 to 7 p.m. those 3 dates, April 14th, 21st, and 28th. And we're really gearing it towards people that are, you know, particularly families, so that they, and if they have students in high school, that they get a chance to see how AI is and what it does, and maybe answer some questions and kind of bring it out of the, I don't know what it is, tell me about it.
Mm-hmm. So. And is there a registration involved with this?
Or? No registration. Walk-ups are welcome. And we hope we fill the room, and that would be great.
That's wonderful. Again, this is April 14th for the first session,
yep.
Right? And the times again?
6 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
And then we'll follow the next two Tuesdays, next two Mondays, get this all goofed up, of April 21st and 28th.
And then that'll be in the Center for the Arts then.
That's right.
Okay.
It is Tuesday. I don't know why I'm dyslexic on this, but it's Tuesday, April 14th, Tuesday, April 21st, and Tuesday, April 28th.
All right. Those three Tuesdays.
Yep.
Put that on your calendar. Okay. Well, let's talk about, it's been in the news recently, the elephant in the room when it comes to AI with this woman from Tennessee and the West Fargo and the Fargo Police Department. It's been in the news. So these are the things that now that scare people about AI. What's your take, Jerry, on maybe some extra precautions that law enforcement and others need to take when it comes to AI and identifying somebody?
Well, it's almost similar to the example I used about, you know, making an essay assignment and having AI do the work.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar because it looks like they relied on this AI result, and that's all they did, and they took off and went with it. And we talk every day when we start talking about AI about hallucinations, getting things wrong. If you're going to use AI, you have to review what it comes out and gives you, because it, so many times it could be incorrect, it could be framed wrong. There's so many things we have to be careful of. So, yeah, it was an unfortunate, very unfortunate situation for that particular individual. It makes AI look scary and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate, too, because there's so many good things that AI can do. So, yeah, all around, it's shocking to see that something like that would happen.
And so, in other words, double check when it comes to that. I think they've learned that the hard way, the Fargo Police Department and maybe others, we hope. So,
double check and don't rely on that solely. You've mm-hmm. got to be able to put the human element to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that will ultimately separate us from this technology is our ability to think and reason and connect the dots. You know, there are things that AI just aren't able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to turn out students that, AI or not, we have to turn out students that are able to reason. They can think, they can communicate. We call those the soft skills, the humanity stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's extremely important in today's world. That's what's going to separate the smart people from the, you know, I'll take it a step further. Knowledge is ambient. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your phone next to you. You're a smart person. So it used to be if you were smart, you could separate yourself from someone who wasn't as smart. But we can't do that now because I'm not that smart, but I have my phone. So when you're sitting around at night going, how many home runs did Tony Oliva hit in 19? I can find that out.
I can find it out right away.
In a second. So I've become very smart with my devices. And so... That's where what will separate, you know, the people to be successful is their ability to think, reason, communicate. Yeah. Those are important tools.
Very good. All right, Jerry, anything else to add before we let you go today?
Well, thanks for having me. I hope people can turn out for this event. You don't have to go to all three. You can go to the ones you want. You can just show up. And we hope we can get some questions answered about AI.
All right. April 14th, Tuesday, April 14th, in the Larry J. Robinson Center for the Performing Arts. Any particular room that you're meeting in?
It's in the main theater.
You can't miss it.
Yep, you can't miss it.
Six
beautiful
to seven.
Facility.
Very good. Very. Yep. Thank you, Jerry.
All right. Thank
Jerry
you.
Rosted, our guest here on today's Voice of the Valley.